A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus was still speaking to the crowds when his mother and his brothers and sisters appeared. They were standing outside and were anxious to have a word with Jesus. But to the one who told him, Jesus replied, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers and my sisters?" And stretching out his hand towards his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers and my sisters. Anyone who does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother, my sister, my mother." And this is the good news of our God. During the past few weeks, I have noticed in the daily scripture readings in the Gospels from Matthew how often Jesus seems to be calling us to a deeper life, deeper into a life of intimacy. And on reflection, I think this awareness began in me with chapter 10 of Matthew's Gospel, when we read about the calling of the apostles. I noticed how the passage spoke of Jesus summoning his disciples, then sending them out on mission as apostles. Interestingly, it was the term disciple which caught my attention in a kind of new way, because if I am a disciple, I am a companion, a follower, and this surely means living in an intimate relationship before being sent out as an apostle to carry out the will of God. So it's that whole sense of the inner life being nourished and sustained through intimacy before the outer life takes its true shape. Jesus himself was constantly turning to commune with Abba, with his God, as the days unfolded. It is in this intimacy that we come to know the depths of God's unconditional love. Before instructing his apostles, before healing the sick, before condemning his contemporaries, who just didn't understand what he was on about, Jesus spent time in communion with God. The word intimacy, for me, means into me see. Intimacy. So it is like holding up a mirror in trust to the one we love. This mirror reveals openness and a willingness to let oneself be really seen as one is, and truly loved just as one is. I think much of the frustration which Jesus experienced with his contemporaries was because of their lack of willingness to enter into an open, intimate relationship with him. They did not want to be seen as they really were. They did not want Jesus to see into their hearts, and so they were unable to receive unconditional love. In today's gospel, which we have just heard, the mother of Jesus and the brothers and sisters are anxious to have time with him. Now, this seems a very legitimate request for those seeking intimacy. And yet it appears that Jesus denies them this request. Many people listening to this gospel or reading it, they have a sense that Jesus is rebuffing his mother. However, I do not think that this is so. Because Mary has lived a life of intimacy with her son, she sees everything in its truth. As one, she knows how deeply she is loved by her son, by her God. And she understands that in this instance, Jesus is taking the opportunity to tell his followers that those who seek intimacy with him, or who do God's will, are in a profound relationship with him. All are one. All are included. We have probably heard of and certainly experienced what is known as projection. When we project, we place onto another the feelings that belong to us. Now, in this gospel episode today, if Mary were feeling unloved, she could project this feeling onto her son, and then she would begin to imagine that he was rebuffing her. However, being a mature woman of faith, she knew her son's heart and motives, and so I don't believe she would have felt this as a rebuff. Recently, I witnessed a most beautiful example of intimacy. At our parish Sunday Eucharist, the priest blesses all the children at the end of Mass, and it's a very moving time as he reverently lays his hand on each child's head and invokes God's blessing. Well, on this particular Sunday, a little girl, 5-year-old, who had been blessed, returned to her seat and very reverently laid her hand on her mother's head, just in the same way as she had experienced. This gesture spoke to me of the gift of giving in reverence what has been received in reverence, of giving in intimacy what has been received in intimacy, of being a disciple and going out and being an apostle, doing for others what one has received. This little girl knew she was deeply loved, so she was able to share the same love with others. In today's gospel, Jesus stretches out his hand toward his disciples and says the most intimate words he could utter. Here are my mother, my brothers, my sisters. Anyone who is an apostle and does the will of my Father in heaven is my mother, my brother, my sister. To love and be loved is to enter into intimacy with another. And this, of course, means to do the will of the other, which is what Jesus is highlighting in today's gospel. This is to be a disciple living with another and to be sent out as an apostle to do the will of the other. God bless and have a good day.